This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. We continue with the Shema'il of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically the description of his speech. Damthun laysa bil jafi wala al muheen. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speech was described as being soft, and it is a metaphor, damth, which is a soft and a smooth portion of land. So his speech is metaphorically described like that. He's not a jafi, someone who is disrespectful, nor muheen, nor someone who is insulting when he would speak to somebody. Which is important because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Oftentimes people are insulting with people who are of remarkably less intelligence, understanding, or status. And everybody compared to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all three of those things. But he was still soft when he spoke to people sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُعَظِّمُ النِّعْمَةَ وَإِنْ دَقَّتْ. He would consider every blessing from Allah Ta'ala to be great, even if the blessing was something very small. لَا يَذُمُ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا وَلَا يَمْدَحُهُ. He wouldn't complain about anything he was given in terms of food, drink, clothing, something like that. He wouldn't complain about it, but he wouldn't praise it excessively. The aspect of ta'zeem al-ni'mah is what? Is to consider the fact that Allah gave it to you to be a big deal. On the flip side, then to say, oh, I don't like this, it's not prepared the way that I like, or it's not the standard that I like, or the brand that I like, or whatever. That's something that was against the sunnah. But on the flip side, oh, this is wonderful, this is my favorite, this is awesome, this is great. It's not the actual ni'mah itself that was the big deal to the Prophet ﷺ and worthy of ta'zeem, just more the fact that Allah is the one who gave it to him. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He's thankful for everything he received. وَلَا يَقُومُ لِغَضَبِهِ إِذَا تَعْرَضَ لِلْحَقِّ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَنْتَصِرَ لَهُ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا تُغْضِبُهُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا كَانَ لَهَا فَإِذَا تَعْرَضَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَمْ يَقُمْ لِغَضَبِهِ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَنْتَصِرَ لَهُ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things from the dunya didn't used to upset him. If someone broke something, or someone spilled something, or he lost money, or whatever, these are not the things that used to upset him. But if there was some matter in which the haqq was involved, he would stand in such a way, with such force, that it's as if nobody knew him. He was inconsolable, as if nobody knew him in the sense that he wouldn't, personalities weren't able to calm him down. He was somebody when the haqq was violated, he would stand and his passion would drive him to rectify that issue, and he wouldn't be calmed down until he was able to stand for the rectification of such an issue. لا يغضب لنفسه ولا ينتصر لها. But he never used to get upset for himself, nor did he stand to help himself. إذا أشار بكفه كلها وإذا تعجب قلبها. That when he used to point to things, he would point with his whole hand. He wouldn't point with his fingers, he would point with his whole hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he was surprised at something, the way he would express his surprise was to flip his palm, which we mentioned before is something even to this day is a ishara, is a way of signing, like being amazed by something. وَإِذَا تَحَدَّثَ يَصِلُ بِهَا إِذَا تَحَدَّثَ يَصِلُ بِهَا يَضْرُبُ بِرَاحَتِهِ الْيُمْنَى بَاطِنَ إِبْهَامِهِ الْيُسْرَى. When he would speak, he would connect with it. I'm assuming it means the cuff, he would connect with it. I'm not really understand. I don't understand this ibara.
Yeah, هو مرة أخرى. Yeah, مرة باطن كفه اليمنى.
إذا تعجب قلبها وإذا تحدث يصل بها.
يصل بها ماذا بعد ذلك؟
يصل بها يضرب براحته اليمنى باطن إبهامه اليسرى.
هذا إبهام اليسار وهذا وهذا باطن راحة اليمين.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like connected to that or if it's a separate clause, but at any rate, we can look that up and talk about it later. But sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would when he would speak and make a point, he would make an ishara, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would sign like by tapping his right thumb on his left thumb on his right palm, I should say. وإذا غضب أعرض, if he became angry, he would turn away from somebody. That's the way he would express his anger. وأشاحه, and he would, it would be something that he would do deliberately. It would be something he would do deliberately so that the person knew that that was there, his way of showing anger to them. Meaning he wouldn't get into it with people, but he would just turn away from them. وإذا فرحه غض طرفه, if he was very happy, he would lower his gaze, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جل ضحكه التبسم, the majority of his laugh was just to smile. ويفتر عن مثل حب الغمام, and when he would laugh, it would be like hail, meaning it's a description of the teeth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he'd laugh, you would see his teeth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his way of laughing, and it would be like seeing hail, meaning the whiteness of his teeth. قال الحسن فكتمتها الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنه زمانا ثم حدثته فوجدته قد سبقني إليه فسأله عما سألته عنه ووجدته قد سأل أباه عن مدخله ومخرجه ومجلسه وشكله فلم يدع منه شيئا. So this is then Sayyidina al-Hasan رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said that I asked Hassan, and the Shurah, the explainers of the hadith say that this is probably a wahm, and it's probably a mistake from the narrator. That what he meant is that he said that I asked about all of these things from my uncle, and I hid the fact that I asked these things from Hussein, from his little younger brother, for quite a long time. Then one day I told him that I'd asked about all these things, and I found that he had already asked about all of these things that I had asked about, and he had also asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu about the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter, and the way he used to leave, and the way he used to sit, and his physical appearance, and he didn't leave anything unasked. And that's the end of the narration of sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.